on this Wednesday afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. Welcome to the second hour of this program, the Mike McFeely Show. I am the host, Mike McFeely. And I got a nice surprise. Earlier today on Facebook, I saw a posting by a Fargo resident that he was going to be getting married tonight at midnight in Minnesota. A gentleman by the name of Lenny Tweeden. You might know him because he's been an activist in this community for a long, long time. And so I reached out through Facebook and said, "Hey, Lenny, I'm going to be talking about this on my show today. And I'm not really scheduling any guests, but if you want to call in and chat about it or tell us your story, you certainly can." And then pleasantly, during our break at the top of the hour, somebody here at the KFGO building came by and said, "Hey, Lenny's here. He said he's going to be on your program." I said, "Oh, okay, good. He stopped by. He's going to be on our program as a guest." So I want to welcome Lenny Tweeden to the Mike McFeely Show this afternoon. Hello, Lenny. Thanks for surprising me this way. Good to see you.
Good to be here.
So tell me about this. You're going to be one of those couples in Minnesota tonight at midnight, Clay County Courthouse, who's going to be married as Minnesota legalizes officially gay marriage. Congratulations, first of all. Some would say condolences for getting married, but we won't go down that road at all. We'll stay away from that. Those of us have been married for 15 years. But congratulations, in all seriousness.
Thank you.
What do you think about this? This is a big day for you and your partner and many other people in the state of Minnesota today.
Well, we're very excited about it. It's something that we didn't think that would happen in our lifetime.
Yeah, and I mean, you've been together with Wayne, is that right? That's your partner's name. You've been together with him for 28 years, is that right? Wow.
Yep.
So this is for you then, sort of, well, describe how you feel about this, because it's been a long time, as you said, in coming. What are your feelings looking forward to tonight? I described it earlier in the first hour of my show as maybe sort of a recognition of your relationship and a recognition that, yes, we can be married and we are a couple and have been a couple, a loving couple for many years. Is that the way it feels, or am I wrong on this?
I think you're correct, but it's also, there are some benefits that come with it that we were not allowed before.
Mm-hmm.
I believe my Social Security can go to, if I pass away, that he'll receive my Social Security, which with the repeal of DOMA and then with the passage of marriage in Minnesota that we're married, that he'll receive some benefits that he wouldn't have been received before.
Okay. And so in addition to me, an emotional thing, it's also a practical thing for many couples to be married legally in Minnesota. There's a practical legal side of it as well, right?
Right.
Okay.
And then the other thing is I've visited with my attorney, and my homework is to look at what benefits we're excluded from living in North Dakota, being married.
Sure, because you're a North Dakota Fargo resident, correct?
Right.
And so you're going to get married in Minnesota. Minnesota will recognize the marriage legally. North Dakota does not recognize the marriage.
Right.
Correct? So there's going to be some back and forth there a little bit, right?
Yep. And then the ACLU is looking at the issue, what benefits are we not entitled to as a married couple in North Dakota?
Okay.
And then if we figure that all out, they may take it up.
Oh, so you're talking, the ACLU might be talking suing the state of North Dakota to recognize the rights that you have in Minnesota, but not in North Dakota.
Right.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a story. that's a news story then if that happens, Lenny, if they're going to sue the state of North Dakota. Let me ask you this. And I know that you're a fighter. You're an activist. You want some things to happen in the state of North Dakota, which have not happened as of yet. And you've tried to do that yourself to get the state to move forward. Have you ever thought of just moving to Minnesota? Have you ever thought with your partner just saying, you know what, enough of this, let's move across the Red River, just move to Moorhead and live there?
Our opinion is that would be like giving up. It's not continuing the fight in North Dakota.
Do you think it's a realistic fight in North Dakota at this point? Because it is North Dakota, love the state, the people, it's a great place, but it is incredibly conservative, Lenny. And I don't, in my opinion, no offense to you, going to be a long time before gay marriage is legalized in North Dakota. Do you see it that way or no?
I guess I see the aspect of the ACLU looking at the law, and I see a lot of change going on. And I see a lot of change with young people and their opinions. As far as people I work with that live in North Dakota, the young people, I see a change happening.
And I think what you're talking about is an acceptance of same-sex marriage, right? That, because I see the same thing, Lenny, and I have friends of all ages, whether they're 80 years old or whether they're 20 years old, and the 20-somethings that I know, regardless of their political affiliation, when it comes to same-sex marriage, Lenny, they shrug their shoulders and say, I don't know what the big deal is. Why are we even fighting about this? Why are we even talking about this? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. Matter of fact, I'm seeing it growing past 20 years. I'm starting, I am a member of a older congregation that's accepting.
Oh, really? So it's an older, you're seeing it among older people are kind of saying, okay, it's this, the time has come for this.
Yes.
Okay. Lenny Tweeden of Fargo is our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. He is going to be married in Minnesota. He's one of the 18 couples, I believe, that have filed to be married at midnight in the Clay County Courthouse. Lenny and his partner, Wayne, have waited a long time for this. They've been together 28 years, and he's happy about it, right? I mean, this is a big day, man. I mean, are you nervous? Are you my marriage day, I was sweating bullets, Lenny. I'll be honest with you. My wife said, Mike, you don't remember a thing about our wedding day because you were so nervous you didn't say a word to anybody that day. Do you feel that way, or how do you feel?
Well, this is not my first interview today, and I don't remember the first interview today.
So you're going through some of the same things. Yeah. There's some butterflies there. It's like I always said though, Lenny, why not let gay people be in the same misery that straight people are, right? Did I just say that out? Is my wife listening? I hope that she's not listening. What are your plans then? After you get married tonight at midnight, are you going to celebrate some way special? You know, go take a trip somewhere? What are you going to do? Or just go back to everyday life and workaday life in Fargo?
Back to everyday life.
Okay.
It's we're going to start off with Usher House at 8:30, and then the marriage, and then on home.
Okay. If the ACLU takes up this fight in North Dakota, if they decide somehow to look at this and sue the state of North Dakota, are you going to be out front in that? Are you and your partner, or now your soon-to-be, married partner, going to be at the forefront of that, Lenny? Or is that what the plan is? And that when you talk about not wanting to leave the state of North Dakota to keep fighting, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it's as I said that I had a meeting with my attorney last week, and so we would be at the forefront of it.
Okay, and you're willing to do that? Because that you're bringing on some things if you take on that fight where you're going to be out there in the public. And you know that you're going to be out there in the public and you're going to be a target, for lack of a better word. And you're willing to take that fight on in the state of North Dakota?
Yes, I am.
Wow, that takes some courage. that takes some guts, Lenny. I'll admit that. But you've done it before, right? I mean, you've been through some battles before, right?
Oh yeah,
long time.
Many battles.
You don't shy away from them. How about this prediction? How many years, if the ACLU doesn't get involved, if they decide not to take on this fight? How many years will it be till North Dakota legalizes gay marriage? Will it be, I'm 47 years old. I don't know how old you are, Lenny. Will it be in our lifetime, if we live to a ripe old age of 80, 85 years old, will it be in our lifetime that the state legislature takes on this topic, this fight, and legalizes gay marriage in North Dakota?
I think it'll be in our lifetime.
Really?
Yes.
Because why do you think that?
Because of the changing attitudes, it's, I think there is, you have Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks with a large population of young people, with small towns drying up.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of college students that are the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to change.
Okay. All right, Lenny. Again, congratulations. Big plans for the night, you said. There's going to be started at Usher's house at 8:30. The ceremony is officially at midnight. Is that when it's going to kick off at the Clay County Courthouse?
Yes.
All right. Congratulations. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Nice surprise for me.
Nice to be here.
You bet. Lenny Tweeden of Fargo. He's going to be married to his partner of 28 years, Wayne, at midnight tonight at the Clay County Courthouse.